Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Version Luke 18, verse 15 through 17. Are you ready? People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. Wow. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Let's pray. Father, thank you. Move in power. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So grateful for ministry to the whole family. My children were raised in this church and were discipled by me and Pastor Karen, first and foremost, because that's where it starts, in your home. But I'm so grateful for all those that served in children's ministry over the years. Pastor Karen was our first children's pastor. He's also our first youth pastor, followed by me. I was the second youth pastor. I shrank the youth group pretty significantly when I took over. This is more than a sweet story about Jesus. It's really the heart of God, and a warning to how we should approach him is really a revelation here. The passage teaches us how God wants us to treat children, number one. Number two, it teaches us what kind of posture, what kind of attitude we should have as his children. So understand the context. Luke places this story right after the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And that's verse 9 of Luke 18. Two men were there, verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, another tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, thank you that I'm not like this dirtbag." That's my emphasis. "Not like other people, robbers and evildoers, adulterers, even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all that I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." That's the context of him talking about bringing the children unto him. He who humbles himself will be exalted. And so he shows this perfect picture of dependence like a child. Childlike humility is the doorway to God's kingdom. I just thank God for FaceTime, because we have just had our first grandchild, and all of the grandparents were like, "Hallelujah." And how many of you grandparents out there? And it has marked Pastor Karen and I in a way. I heard about this. We heard about it. Oh, when you have a grandchild, it's just going to change you. And I'm just thinking, yeah, I'm sure it's great. But then when the grandchild came, we just wanted to move to be near them, which we're not doing. We're going to follow the call of God. But the draw to be near is very strong. We were thinking about the holidays, which are really just around the corner. And I was staring at the corner of our house where the Christmas tree would go, just a picture of evergreen being eternity. It's a picture of Jesus. He's like, "How do you get that out of a tree?" Yeah, you cut it down and then you raise it up again. Amen. His resurrection. Lights representing the light of the world. I was looking at where we would put the tree and I thought, "Oh, there's no way I'm going to sit here and stare at an empty tree with no kids." And I looked at Pastor Karen. She's like, "I don't think," she says randomly, "I don't think we could stay here for Christmas." I thought, "You're right." So anyway, we're going to Hawaii for Christmas. We'll be here for the first time in 19 years, be away from our children. So we decided to go to Hawaii and have a palm tree Christmas. That Christmas week, right after Sunday, we'll jump on a plane. There's something about children that as you get older, you'd appreciate it more. FaceTime, I've watched our granddaughter take her first step today. She wiped out right after that, but I'm going to say I saw her walk for the first time. It was one step and a wipeout, but parents brought their children to Jesus here in the text for him to lay his hands on them and to bless them. And it reminds me, brings to picture Old Testament passages where the patriarchs blessed their children. And you can see that in Isaac blessing of Jacob and Esau. And you see it, Jacob blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh in Genesis 48. And this morning we had a whole family come up and they had three children. Two brothers and a sister. Two sisters. Anyway, the family, I'm confused here, but it's three kids. We prayed a dedication. That's not when kids get saved. It really is more like a dedication of parents, but it's a biblical thing. It's a biblical thing to have children come. What's fascinating in this text is they come, the disciples rebuke the parents. Hey, get your kids out of here. I got in trouble this past week. I tried to fix it, and I learned a lesson. What trouble did you get in? Well, I guess I'll tell you. Just in case I offended you, then I could maybe fix it. I had somebody that reached out to us and say, now I know the real heart behind Pastor Daniel. What a wicked man. I mean, I'm emphasizing a little bit how he doesn't like children and how horrible. I thought, how in God's name that I was able to get their number and I called them. And in the course of our conversation, I discovered that while I was preaching, there was a child that cried for a moment and then was comforted and the crying stopped. But it reminded me of a service previous where someone let their child cry for a long time. So as I was reminded of the child that cried for a long time, to give a house rule, which I will give again. If your child starts screaming, we all have compassion and mercy for you, especially if you've ever had a colicky baby. Anybody ever have a child in colic or they got gas or something? That's horrible. Children cry because they're wet. They cry because they're hungry. They cry because they're in pain. They cry because they have gas. They cry for lots of different reasons. We love children. However, to keep a child in the sanctuary with hundreds and hundreds, maybe even 1,000 people, to continue to allow the baby to cry, to distract from the word and distract from people hearing, is just not good manners. So when this child cried for just a moment, it reminded me of a moment that somebody didn't really understand that. They were trying to get their child to stop crying, and they thought I was signaling them out, which I was not. As much as I tried to defend myself, didn't work. Pastor Karen was there. It was on speakerphone. She tried to defend me. It didn't work. And I would venture to say that they just need general healing, and we bless them now. We love children. The unborn, the little ones. In fact, youth are considered children to me. Come on, somebody say amen. I was talking to somebody and they said, have you said you've met that kid? What kid? He's 22. He's a kid. You know, when you're in your 50s or 60s, everybody's a kid that's in their 20s. So the disciples are rebuking the parents for bringing the children, which really kind of went with the Roman understanding of children. They had a very perverted understanding of children. The father was the rule of everything. And literally, as a Roman father, you could kill any child you wanted to. If you didn't like your child, you could just off that. There was no laws against that. You were totally the ruler. And it's the idea is that children should you know, be seen and not heard, or maybe not even seen. And the disciples are really, I think they've been influenced by that. And they get rebuking the parents, but Jesus commands the disciples, right back in the notes, commands the disciples to have the children to come to him. He reverses the disciples' rebuke. Don't hinder them. And they had to be in shock because that's totally culturally out. Don't hinder the children. Come on, somebody say, don't hinder the children. And the children are this object lesson of what it means to be in the kingdom of God. And so we're going to look at that for just a moment here tonight. He's speaking to us three things. We're called to be childlike. We're called to be childlike. Let your children come to me. Don't forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Assuredly, verse 17, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom like a little child will no means enter it. So if you observe a child, what will you see? One of the things I see is I've been laying eyes on our granddaughter and focused more on children than I have been since I raised them, is they're trusting. They're just trusting. They're held by somebody. They don't think anybody's going to hurt them. They're just trusting. It's amazing. And that's the way we need to be. A child rests in the arms of another without fear. Living in the kingdom requires you trusting your heavenly Father. They're dependent, looking to parents for food, looking to parents to nurse, looking to a mother to nurse. I guess you have to qualify that these days, unfortunately. Men, there's no chest feeding. That's like totally weird. Go listen to the message I preached this morning. And everybody said, amen. Totally dependent for food. We're totally dependent on God's grace daily, every day. If he took his hand off us, we wouldn't be alive, wouldn't be here. They're open, curious. Children are curious, unguarded, eager to learn. That's the way we need to be before God, before his word. Open to hear from him. Open to rebuke. Open to correction. Open to encouragement. They're receptive. They receive gifts freely. My granddaughter, you give her anything, it's a gift. Anything's a gift. You hand it to her, she's like, ah, and then it goes right in the mouth. Are you receptive? Are you open to gifts? Unworldly, a child's simplicity is uncorrupted by cynicism and pride. And these are the qualities that we need to have, some of them. You also don't need to teach a kid not to share, that sin is in the human heart. So as parents, we're to bring our children before Jesus. And, dedication is not really a ceremony, it's a lifestyle. It's not just dedicating a child up on the front of a stage or in a church or at home. It's every day discipling them, modeling what it is to be Christ-like, speaking words of life over them every day. Some children are harder to disciple than others. Every child is different. Hannah brought Samuel to the temple of the Lord. Mary and Joseph brought Jesus. And you need to bring your kids to church. I've told the story before, but it's just sort of humorous because shocking, maybe. I'd say, Pastor, can you pray for me? I'm like, sure. What do you need prayer for? Well, my kid doesn't want to come to church. I'm like, oh, how old's your kid? Well, he's 10. I said, okay, does your kid go to school? Well, of course, he has to go to school. I said, it's the same thing. It's not a choice. You grew up in the Bracken house, you go into church. I don't feel good. Perfect. You can get healed on the line. We'll pray for you now. We'll pray for you then. Somebody said, my mama drugged me. My mama drugged me. My mama drugged me to church every time it was open. We need to make room for children. King's kids in the back, I believe, and I'm sure I'm biased, but I believe is the best children's ministry. Now, I'm going to say my experience, best children's ministry I've ever seen, ever, in all my years of ministry. Even better than the one you ran on Maui. It's better here. Put your hands together for these guys. I believe that. Next generation of children's pastors being raised up right here. That's not a daycare back there. That's a discipleship center. They're learning the word. They had 50 children. Is that right? 50 kids gave their heart to Jesus this morning. 50 kids lifting their hands and giving their life to Christ. In fact, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. Emmeline Davis. Hi, Pastor Daniel. Here's a report. 9 a.m., 80 kids taught. 11 a.m., 127 kids. Today, Pastor Kimmy taught about how important it is to read your Bible and that it feeds our spirit and helps us grow in our relationship with God and helps us hear his voice. We had over 50 salvations. About 30 kids came up to receive the Holy Spirit. It was very powerful today. Today was a huge emphasis on Project Zach, and we had the honor of having Minister Hank come and give an encouraging word on giving. And a report on the building, it's making me cry. Report on the building project, the kids gave over $60. Come on, somebody say praise the Lord. Come on. I'm telling you, it is a beautiful thing. I got wrecked reading that, Emmeline. That's the way it should be. People bringing their kids. In times past, we've had bus ministries. We've done all kinds of things. We must, in your notes now, we must emphasize children's ministry. I remember when the Davises came up, it's like 10 years ago now. We desperately needed administrative help. Church was growing incredibly well. We're excited about it. Pastor Kirsten is so left brain, apparently, that it hurts. Very administrative. And they drove up the Alcan in response to the call of God and came up here the first weekend. Do you remember the first weekend? We didn't advertise we had new children's pastors. We didn't advertise any of that. We just rolled on into the next weekend. Literally in one weekend, the children's church doubled in size. And I forget exactly what the numbers were, but it was like, you know, from 60 to 120. And we just had people rushing in, all kinds of new families. It's amazing. How did they know that? I think that the Lord is waiting for us to have a man, to have a woman, to have somebody in place to be able to do that. We love children. And we emphasize children's ministry. You've got to provide numerous, we must provide numerous opportunities for them to grow in God. That is why we do what we do. That's why we have camps. That's why we have children's church on Sunday morning, but on purpose don't have it tonight. I do not. It's family night. Every Sunday night, we don't have children's church. I mean, there's a nursery, right? Nursing mother's room is open. There's, you can utilize those things. But we don't purposely do not have kids' church. Why not? Because we believe that they're listening to me right now. That many times they're playing with toys and stuff, and then certain things pique their interest, and they listen, and they hear the word of the Lord, like your son's hearing right now. You're important. You're the future of the church, all you little guys. Come on, give me an amen. Ooh. The family that worships together stays together. The family that prays together stays together. It's so important. And for us in the Bracken family, we didn't let our kids go sit with their friends on Sunday night. When they got older, they twisted our arm pretty hard. But certainly when they were growing up, they were right there, right up front. We'd put a blanket out. Well, Pastor Karen would. The Legos would come out quietly. And the children would hear the word of the Lord, and they would hear it. I would be preaching. I wouldn't be a message for children. I'd be preaching to families, preaching to adults, and I can see kids just, and I can see the word going in. It's a supernatural thing. I can see the word going into kids' hearts. And they hear music, and they hear worship at home, and they hear it at church. On purpose, we don't have children's ministry Sunday night back there, but it is in here with you. And soon, they'll be singing at home. Da, 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 da. What was that song that Danny always sang? He made up the shout to God with a voice of triumph, shout to God with a voice of praise. He totally mixed up the lyrics. He made up new lyrics. He was a kid. Majesty. And then later on, they start thinking, Majesty. Worship His Majesty. And then what happens is that all of a sudden, they'll be singing at home or singing at school, or they'll be thinking about that which they heard at children's church, or they'll be thinking about that which they heard on Sunday night. And they'll be, Majesty.
worship his majesty. Unto Jesus, your glory, honor, and praise.
It's as high as I can go right there. And they get born again. They make a decision for Christ. Children of the future, of this nation, if we don't see children come to Christ, we won't have a church. I'm so thankful for the 200 to 300 kids that come through that backside. I'm so grateful for all of you. It takes about 100 people to run that children's ministry, and yet it's so challenging to get people to serve there because they see it more like babysitting, perhaps. I don't know. I don't feel exactly wired to be a part of children's ministry, but I'm very grateful that you guys are, and I'm grateful that God's raised up an army, and the truth is, if I had to do it, I would, because it's so important. I've been in children's ministry for 27 years. I have two of them. We must remove the barriers. Everybody say remove the barriers. Many of those that are in our mind, we don't really realize how important what happens back there is. It's crucial. Because without it, we won't have a church. I was listening to Erica Kirk today, along with, how many times has the gospel preached? And that I listened probably, on and off for about 40 minutes. I'd just go back and listen. If you did again, it's like 8 hours long. Go back and listen to it. You could fast forward to different ones. Marco Rubio preached the gospel. Just straight preached Jesus Christ crucified, believe on him, be born again. When is the last time that has happened? I not in my lifetime. And one of the things that I believe it was Charlie's wife, but it could have been a number of different people. It was the emphasis that Charlie Kirk put on family. One of the most noble, holy things you can do is get married and serve God and have kids and raise your children in Christ. It is a noble... Be fruitful, multiply. I think righteous people ought to have a lot of kids. I got like one amen. I'm so grateful for our children's ministry, and I'm so grateful for these beautiful families that are here tonight and for those that will listen later. And those who serve back there have removed barriers for people to be able to not only have their children, have the children come to Jesus, but to have parents come and hear the word of the Lord while their children are being ministered to in a very safe place. You cannot work back there if you have a record, and we do background checks. You can't work back there if we don't feel like you should work back there. I don't care if you don't have a, you can have a background check. If we don't feel good about it, you ain't working back there. How many of you think that's okay? They're like, that's offending me. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, I mean, whatever you want. We're spirit-led. If we feel led to not have you there, then don't take it personally. We're just spirit-led. And it doesn't necessarily mean there's something with you. Maybe there's something else that God wants you to do. Not necessarily that you're weird, but then again, maybe you're weird too. There's some kids to be like, I've been some places with my children. All of a sudden, they're holding onto my leg. Why is that? Here comes somebody very demonized, very hurting. How many of you know you don't want Frankenstein ministering to your children? You missed a great place to say amen. Well, you're offending me. Well, maybe you need to be offended. We need to have a, that place is secure. You can't get back there. You'll be tackled or something. Hogtied. We have security. We have background checks. Isn't that right, Pastor Vince? How many of you grateful for that? Very grateful for King's Kids. But we must remove barriers. One of the barriers is having the right amount of workers. We have limits to rooms. That back facility can hold, are you ready? You're not ready. You ready? 450 kids at one time. How come you don't have 450 kids? Well, we need 450 kids workers. we don't need that many to minister to 450 children, but you need workers to do that. Where are they gonna come from? They're sitting here. Right now, if you're Frankenstein, don't apply. But my point is, we must remove, Pastor Karen told me to say that, didn't you, Pastor Karen? Lift your hands to heaven and say, oh, Jesus, help. We've got to provide numerous opportunities for them to grow. We must remove the barriers. I'm putting a call out for workers. We have many people coming. It is a great privilege. My hope, my vision, my prayer is that we'd have so many children's workers, Pastor Kimmy, Emmeline, Pastor Kirsten, my left brain friend, so many workers that literally you'd have to have four teams, team A, B, C, and D, one for every week of the month, and that everybody would be able to rotate out. Wouldn't that be amazing? It's absolutely possible. Parents, you could get involved in the process, and many of you do, for which I'm grateful. We have an outreach coming. Pastor Kimmy, would you come for just a moment? Would you grab that mic and just tell us about our up-and-coming outreach that's so very, very important, and what you felt like God spoke to you, and so we're moving in that dimension. Go ahead.
We are. So the end of October, as many of you know, on October 31st.
Oh, my goodness, I have to interrupt you.
Okay.
We are not celebrating Halloween. Come on, somebody say amen. We are offering an alternative so people don't become Frankenstein.
That's
all right.
Exactly.
So that people actually are part of something, because many times people come into church and it's like all they've done is trick-or-treating, but now they're born again and they don't know what to do, so they're gonna go trick-or-treating. We want to provide an opportunity, a safe place for families to come. We've done it for years. Go ahead.
So we're gonna redeem the day.
Redeem it.
And we're going to open our church doors to the entire community and host what we call Family Fun Night. And it's going to be here in the building. We're going to utilize every bit of space that we possibly can.
Right.
It's going to be a warm, safe, and fun environment for them to come play carnival games, to win candy, prizes. We're going to be presenting a brand new gospel show right here in the sanctuary four times, one every hour. It's called King's Kids Live. It's a kind of a combo of Let's Make
a
Deal.
Is Pastor Kirsten in it?
Possibly.
Is Harry going to come?
I don't know about that. But Family Fun Night, we are, the burden that the Holy Spirit gave me about a month ago was to remove the barrier of finances. And I want us to be able to offer Family Fun Night as a free community event. So every family in the Valley, or even from Anchorage, Talkeetna, Willow, Palmer, has the opportunity to come and be in this house. And so Pastor and I talked, and he agreed. And what we would like to do is be able to cover the cost of having that event. And also, Pastor, if you'd allow me, I also want to give those of you who are business owners, if you'd like to sponsor our event, you can come and talk to me at the end of service. And if you would like to become a sponsor of the event, we'd love to advertise on our posters that are going to be going out into the community. Yeah. October 1st is our launch date. And I just have a desire. Last year, we ministered to almost 3,000 people.
3,000.
Last year, we're going to be hosting it from 5 to 9 p.m. on October 31st. And I believe we could have 4 to 5,000 people come through the doors of our church.
That's why God gave us the building. Thank you, Pastor Kimmy. That's why God gave us this building to do things like that. This is it's like a silo. We're seeing, we've had 100 people saved last week, gave their lives to Jesus, 100 people last week. Over and over and over, we're going to do things like this because God has called us to reach this community. God has called us to reach children. He's called us to reach youth. We'll continue to do that. We're going to remove all the barriers. Are you all there in your notes? I think I got one more point. We must see people who love and care for them, for children, released into the ministry. And I emphasize that. So God might be calling you to participate. We're going to go ahead and receive an offering for that outreach. Ushers, would you help us? You can put Family Fun Night in the comments, but even if you don't, we know the time at which it comes in, so it's fine. I want to give to that. I believe the cost is $6,000 to do this event. All the candy, everything. All right, we're believing for candy donations too. All right, that's advertising and everything. You got it all wrapped? Okay, good. We could just take care of it all tonight, and I believe that we will. So let's go ahead and do that. I thank you for your ongoing generosity to the work of the Lord, because as you do that, we're seeing lives changed. And, this building is being paid off. This is not for the building. This is expressly towards King's Kids, for the outreach in October. And I don't think we've ever done this. I think we've always just charged a minimal cost, right? And we had people balk at us and whatever. Let's just take care of it. Now they just come. They'll just come and give their hearts to Jesus, be born again. Let's bless the community. And if you're online, you can give as well. There's a QR code. There's online giving. There's text to give. There's envelope, as you know. Ushers, would you come? And then we're going to see what else the Holy Spirit will have us do tonight. Pastor Kimmy, would you come and pray? No, so sorry. Emmeline. Next Gen Leadership. That's right. Get rid of the gum, which you shouldn't eat. Come on, let's pray. Come on, pray for the offering. Come on.
All right, dear Jesus, I thank you for yet again this opportunity that we have to reach the kids and the family of this community. I thank you for the burden that you have dropped in Pastor Kimmy's heart, Lord God, to give a free event for these families so that they can witness, Lord God, so that they can witness the love of Jesus through our volunteers. I pray that you would meet our every single need, Lord God, because you are our provider. I pray that we would see 5,000 people walk through this building between 5 and 9. Lord God, I pray for our new event, our new King's Kids Live, that it would be bigger and better than the Glow Show as we preach the gospel. Lord God, I pray that you would plant seeds in the hearts of these families, that it will be added to the kingdom of God, that we would see families made whole, that we would see families be set free, that we would see families redeemed in Jesus' name. I thank you for this event. I thank you for what you're going to do on that day in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I have a word for you. Ushers, go right ahead. You came back. You came back by the direction of the Holy Spirit out of school. You didn't finish going to school. The school's defiled. You went through some real challenges there, and you saw some things you really wish you didn't see. The Lord put it in your heart to return here to help the work and to come alongside your parents. And I expressly heard the Lord say that I'm paying for all your schooling, and that you'll be able to do it while you're in ministry. And I'm going to release it to you like I heard the Lord say. But hear what I said. This is what I heard. Even tonight, taking care of the costs to finish your degree, you'll be able to do it. Yeah, you're going to work hard, but you like working hard. And he's going to provide for you. And what is going to rise out of your heart and what's going to rise out of your life is, as I said on Friday night, your parents' ceiling will be your floor, and you will rise in a prophetic, fiery anointing. It's not only for children. It's for the whole church and the body of Christ. Your ministry will not just be to children, it will also be to youth, but also to college-age students. I'm putting a fire on the inside of you. I'm making a way for you. You're going to finish your studies, and the Lord's going to pay for it all. And I'm going to use you, says God, to change the course of many, many lives. Fire. What a powerful word. Come on, lift your hands to Jesus all across the place. Come on, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're touching men and women. You're touching children tonight. Come on, lift your voice and just worship God all across this place. I'm raising up mighty ones from your midst. It's in the book of Amos. There's a rebuke that comes to Israel. And it says, your sons and daughters would call to be prophets, but you would not let them. That is not the case here. May your sons and daughters rise in the marketplace. May they rise in the high places of the land. May they move into callings and purpose and destiny, even at a young age. God, I praise all the kids. Just stand where you are. Wherever you are, if you're a kid, stand up on your feet. I prophesy over every child here. God is opening your eyes and awakening you to the glorious purpose for which you're alive. Though you might have been through some difficulty, the Lord's going to heal you. And he's going to set your feet upon the rock of his word. And you will fulfill your God-given, blood-bought purpose in the earth. You'll not settle for anything less. Come on, say, I won't settle. I won't settle for anything less than your will. Come on, say it again. I won't settle for anything less than your will. Say this, I will not be yoked with unbelievers, but I'm gonna choose godly relationships. Come on, say it. I'm gonna choose godly relationships that will encourage me to be steadfast in the Lord. The Lord's raising up an army of children. He's raising up an army of youth. He's raising up an army of young adults. He's raising up an army of middle-aged people too. He's raising up an army of anybody that'll say yes. You believe that? Put your hands together for God.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.